Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
Whether I'm worried about hosting or just giving that perfect gift, creating a delicious holiday for my loved ones is super important to me. From effortless holiday hostings to unforgettable gifts, Omaha Steaks delivers the world's best steak experience. They've always been super convenient in giving me the most high-quality steaks I could ask for, whether for myself or a loved one. Omaha Steaks offers unrivaled quality and variety, and every bite is backed by their 100% guarantee. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com, and for an extra $35 off, use code YUM at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code YUM. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code YUM at checkout for an extra $35 off. Minimum purchase may apply. See site for details. A big thanks to our advertiser, Omaha Steaks.
A tweet for help. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
On September 30th, 2012, the account Kara Alongi 13 sent an ominous, petrifying message into the Twitter sphere. It said, quote, "There is someone in my house. Call 911. Today we're talking about the bizarre kidnapping of Kara Alongi, something that would change the relationship of law enforcement and Twitter forever. Kara's tweet sparked almost immediate attention, discussed and retweeted over 32,000 times. Keep in mind, this is 2012. Twitter is much smaller. It's figuring itself out. And the idea of a hashtag, too, was very new. It was novel. It was powerful. So this specific situation evolved into a hashtag called #HelpFindKara that was retweeted over 34,000 times. Again, keep in mind, this was 2012. Twitter was panicked by the tweet, hoping they could figure out Kara's whereabouts and make sure she was okay. But soon the concern transcended social media. The tweet prompted over 6,000 calls to 911, hoping to begin an investigation into Kara's disappearance. After that, news media outlets picked up the story, and the nation looked to the tweet's origin, Clark, New Jersey, for answers and leadership into the investigation of the person the nation now knew as Kara Alongi, a 16-year-old who desperately needed help. Nobody was more stunned or overwhelmed than the small police department of Clark, New Jersey. Clark Police Chief Alan Sherb said that had it not been for Twitter, his department would have handled this like any other missing juvenile case, a serious but common problem. But with the attention, the small department felt immense pressure to find the missing teen. Soon, Clark investigators discovered that someone called for a taxi at Alongi's address at around the same time her Twitter message was posted. Hours after that, police gained surveillance footage of Alongi at the local Rahway train station, carrying a backpack and a large purse. Police, working with the New Jersey Transit Authority, reviewed surveillance video and discovered Alongi purchased a train ticket to New York's Penn Station on Sunday evening. At that point, they released a photo of the teen to the public, which only fed the fire of concern and panic. Meanwhile, and expectedly, Alongi's family and friends were themselves worried and puzzled over her cryptic tweet. Quote, "You can't say anything bad about this girl," said her grandfather Mike Verchik, who spoke in a media broadcast at the Rahway station where Alongi was last seen. He was there posting flyers with Alongi's picture, hoping that someone would recognize the photo that was taken at the train station and come forward with information. I think you aren't going to be surprised by this next bit of information, but after a day of being missing, Kara had gained 94,000 Twitter followers. Investigators pieced together that Alongi likely called a taxi company herself and gotten a ride to the Rahway train station. Still not believing any foul play was involved, really, the Clark Police Department became at odds with the public, who was sure she was violently kidnapped. Quote, "Kara might feel that she would be in trouble if she comes home after this scare and causing a panic," Clark Police Chief Alan Sherb says as the extensive search continued, quote, "At this point, all everyone cares about is seeing her safe and at her house where she belongs." Worldwide Twitter accounts tweeted messages of goodwill at Kara Alonghi, but then another post appears on her account and immediately gets deleted. It says, quote, "Why is everyone saying I'm missing? I was joking, haha." Then the tweet was almost immediately deleted. On that note, let's take a break. On October 2nd, 2012, just 2 days after her disappearance, police found Alonghi. She was at a rest stop along the New Jersey Turnpike where she was on the phone with a 911 operator. Investigators released part of the 911 call to media, who themselves were slowly souring on the story of the missing teen.
"I was inside and some guy came and made me go."
"And what did he do? He forced you out of the house?"
"Yeah."
In the longer version of the call, Alonghi told a 911 operator that she was placed in a taxi cab by someone she described as a 28-year-old black man who entered her house. Quote, "A few days ago, I was inside and some guy came and made me go. I was in my house and some guy came in and told me that I had to do all this stuff. I didn't know his name, but he was black and he said he was like 28. The operator asked Alonghi to explain how she was forced out of her home. She says, quote, "He told me I had to go into a cab and I had to meet someone, but I don't remember where I was." Alonghi said the cab took her to the train station and her abductor told her to get on a bus, but she didn't know whether the man got on the bus after her. Quote, "There was a cab at my house and I went in and then I went into the train station and then I don't remember where I was. And I woke up today in, I don't know, somewhere. It was like the country. And now I'm here," she said. Staying on the line with the 911 operator, a New Jersey state trooper arrived at a nearby Burger King to pick up Alonghi, who was fine and completely unharmed. Police didn't wholly and fully believe that she was lying at this point, but they did think that she went to the train station alone. Back at home, Alonghi told friends, family, police, and journalists her story. She said a man had come to her home and forced her to pack her bag and leave. She also claimed she had no memory of the following 46 hours and that she woke up in a house surrounded by three men, including her alleged abductor. It was honestly hard to piece together, even as a researcher who is trying to communicate the different parts of this case. Lots of different things reported about it, lots of different snippets found in the media. Again, hard to follow. A nine-month investigation ensued, and this is where Alonghi's public support started eroding. The investigation concluded that the teen spent time in New York, New Jersey, and Maryland, and that she acted completely on her own. Quote, "This was a calculated act," stated Union County Assistant Prosecutor Susan J. Gleason. Quote, "And the response to this false alarm represented countless man-hours on the part of investigators." Alonghi was charged with creating a false public alarm and a fourth-degree charge of making false reports to law enforcement authorities, and pleaded guilty to both charges. Under a plea agreement, Alonghi, who was still a minor, which is a very good thing or she would have definitely gotten a harsher penalty, was placed on probation for 12 months, had her driver's license suspended for 6 months, and had to complete 40 hours of community service. 20 hours of community service at the police department and 20 hours in the city fire department to understand the challenges faced by law enforcement when false reports are made. She also had to pay $2,000 in restitution. She was also, and again, this may or may not come as a surprise, permanently suspended from Twitter.